Welcome to My Jane, My Story, the only show that enables women to share their own secrets and insights to wellness, one story at a time.
Thank you, Paul. Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday afternoon. It is the last Thursday of August. Can you believe this?
Wow.
I cannot believe that we are almost in summer. But here we go. So this is Diane McConaughey from My Jane. And a little bit about My Jane is that our mission is to help you own your wellness. And we do that through community education and exploration of cannabis solutions to address our biggest health concerns like sleep, pain, and stress, which sleep is my biggest one, as everyone has heard every single week. And there's so much information out there that we decided that we needed to come together and share some stories of some real life experiences so that we can help each other
Yes.
be better and do better. And so we're here today, and I'm just going to give a little snippet first before I introduce our guest about cannabis. That cannabis has been proven to reduce inflammation and reduce the effects of muscle soreness. Most of us that know that have used CBD or THC or some kind of topical, and then we know
Body
that it
better.
Helps that well. And also, there's studies that have shown alcohol consumption reduces muscle protein synthesis, which is a process that helps muscle growth. But cannabis does not. So cannabis won't hurt muscle growth in any way. So I think that's such a cool little fact to bring our next guest in today. So today we have here from North Orange County Rolfing, Shannon Middleton.
Hello.
She is joining us today. Hi, Shannon. Thank you for being here.
Miss Diane. I'm so happy.
So tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from.
Where I'm from. I'm from Orange County.
Okay.
North Orange County, born and raised.
Yeah.
And I've had a great journey with healing.
Okay.
I gained a lot of weight when I was 7 years old. I don't really know why, mm-hmm. right, at that time. I think, yeah, stresses of being the mom of, or the daughter of a mother that was addicted to Pepsi Cola.
So that made you start looking for health at such a young age, even at seven, huh?
Well, like, that's kind of where it started.
Okay.
Right? And then
Did you explore that at that age? What did you do?
No, I just noticed that I'm looking back at the pictures and seeing that I started gaining weight at seven.
Okay.
I'm wondering like what that transition was in my life.
Yeah.
Right. And so then when I got to high school and they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Right. And I either wanted to be a DJ or I wanted to be a physical therapist.
Okay. Two very different things.
Right. Maybe, maybe not. the person that's married to a DJ and a trainer.
Well, so you decided to go more towards the health instead of the DJ. You went more towards the physical therapy.
Yeah, well, I started sports medicine.
Oh, okay.
It was like an ROP class.
Oh, wow.
And I started getting all into that.
Okay.
And so when I got to go to England for 6 months when I was 20.
Nice.
And I spent my 20th birthday there. Mm-hmm. And I got to visit some of the really cool, like, ley lines and the cool energy centers of the earth. There's a lot in England, right?
Okay.
That's where Stonehenge is. And Glastonbury Tour, where there's great castles there in the Glastonbury Tour, if you ever got to see them.
So what did how did that get you into?
Well, like, feeling that energy and being in that energy. And it's all healing.
Okay.
Right? So
You felt it really strong that you wanted to go into that type of
business.
Yeah,
because when I came back home from England, I decided, like, I was in school for physical therapy, but it seemed impossible. Everyone wants to be a physical therapist. There's a big saturation of that, even in the early 90s.
Oh, and you saw that then.
Yeah. And so I got fortunate and was like, hey, I think I'm good at massage.
Oh, okay.
And I went and called the first massage school that was in Santa Ana, actually.
Okay.
And it was just a little place called the Institute of Therapeutic Studies.
Okay. So
and
then you became
I worked through there, like a 2-year program to get my holistic healthcare practitioner. But then I like skincare too.
Okay.
So then I went to school for esthetician.
Oh, so you did a lot. Well, then, so let's fast forward a little bit to the Rolfing
and tell
a little bit about that and tell what is Rolfing? Because I know a lot of people don't know what Rolfing is. So
it's
please
hard.
Explain that to us.
Yeah. Even when you're at school, you're like, how do I explain this really fast? What I say is that Rolfing. Okay, so deep tissue massage. Most people who get deep tissue massage, it's like the therapist is getting out those knots. And everyone says, oh, if I get out those knots with my elbow enough, you're going to be like, it's going to all go away and you're going to be fine. But you never are. You're like back. The therapist says, oh, we got to have you back in like 2 days or next week or whatever. And it just never seems to solve the problems. Okay. And you're given this story about knots, right? But when I started looking into Rolfing school, was because I was in a really bad relationship and that ended and I was in a low place. Mm-hmm. So instead, like, I had a month of like self-destruction. I lost 20 pounds in a month. That's insane.
Wow.
For me too. That's insanely how low I was.
Yeah.
And I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
For like that month, right? And cannabis and alcohol. And then I pulled myself and was like, you can't do this to yourself anymore. This is not worth it. Mm-hmm. And my client I was seeing at the time doing massage said that, you know what, Shannon? You're just as good as my Rolfer in Salt Lake City. And then the next time you come back and go, you know what? You are better than my Rolfer in Salt Lake City. You're doing all these things.
That's where that triggered for you.
I had a personal trainer that was across the street from my massage studio at the time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, Rolfing's like the Cadillac of all massages. And then they sold it to me by like saying that it's the deepest deep tissue you could possibly do.
Okay.
And at the time, I was the strongest, most ferocious. Like, if you wanted to get a deep tissue massage, you call me.
That was Shannon Middleton.
Call Shannon. Because she, like, even, like, dudes.
Well, so then how do you explain Rolfing to somebody who's never done it before? How would you put that out there as to what it does for you?
The difference between Rolfing and deep tissue massage is that Rolfing looks at the person as a three-dimensional structure in gravity.
Okay.
Now we're adding mathematics.
Yeah.
Awesome, right? So we're saying, hey, your shoulders, those traps that have the knot in them constantly, what if it's not them? What if they're overworking?
Okay.
And you have to say, oh, well, if something's overworking, then something's underworking.
Right.
And your balance is off.
That balance,
and so what? Instead of just telling the guy that's working too much, work harder! And let me jam my elbow in there so you can work harder, right? You say no, like, okay, let's get the guy to like see the muscle. Hey, you don't have to work so hard, and you can work a little harder and there'll be a little more balance.
Oh.
And then your structure will stay stable.
Okay.
Because when you have a stable structure, you're stable, you have a more stable life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
When I found Rolfing and I was in that despair, and at that time, you knew me then. I was like pushed over by anything. Anyone could push me over. It was like, oh, I would believe almost everybody who came at me with any story. Oh, I'm totally on that train. And then I found my feet.
And Rolfing was it.
Yeah, it was just like, and then I was strong. I was strong enough to quit smoking completely.
Wow.
Like, not cold turkey. I didn't say anything cold turkey. But it was a little bit of a process, but I quit completely and can't even hypnotize myself that I can't even put a cigarette to my mouth. It was just disgusting.
Was it because you went through Rolfing yourself, or was it
I've done a lot of Rolfing.
Okay.
So like just that and self-exploration and taking classes more and more, and more you get into it, the more you see. It's like sacred geometry. Like once you discover the flower of life, you can, it's like a passion.
So so going to Rolfing school helped you own your wellness.
Oh,
I mean, so you were learning how to help others.
I had to go to Colorado, from California to Colorado.
Yeah.
I had to leave my daughter for not 2 years, but months at a time, mm-hmm. which was hard for both of us.
Yeah.
And then take a chance.
Yeah.
And say, I'm doing this for me and going to school so I can learn, so that I can be one of the, there's only like 8 to 10 people in Orange County that were certified by the Rolfing Institute in Colorado, which was a big deal.
It is hard to find. It definitely is hard to find in Orange County.
Yeah.
To find a Rolfer.
Yeah.
Well, so then let's, I know that you had told me you incorporate cannabis into your sessions.
Well,
tell us about that.
The cannabis kind of incorporated itself into my sessions, because in order to explore Rolfing, first of all, you have to hear about it, mm-hmm. and you have to be kind of open-minded to be away from the more conventional.
Definitely.
And so those open-minded people are also open-minded to cannabis as a healer.
Yeah.
And they might ingest it before they, and I didn't encourage it or didn't discourage it. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Let's work with this.
And did you find that it was helping people more when they were ingesting or,
definitely, you know? Or smoking a little bit before they came in?
Do you use topicals with people?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they want to, or if they bring it in, then of course, like, you use it because they, it's their conscious choice. Okay. And I'm totally cool.
Well, so if somebody comes in who's brand new to Rolfing and to cannabis, do you have any of those people that come in that you talk about what cannabis does and maybe, you know, do you find that people are open to it then?
Yeah, because they've heard about it and they've heard, like, so many people. You see so many people around, like, everyone's just like, hey, I think the people that were scared by cannabis in the early 30s, when Reefer Madness came out, those people, they're not the normal people anymore.
Yeah.
We know that. So the fear of cannabis and the fear of CBD, the fear of all of that, which was embedded into them by, like, we already know, like, the structures that, like, the authority structures that only used it as, like, oh, we got to keep ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and just like I said in the beginning, it's been proven to reduce inflammation and soreness. So, I mean, how would you not want to use it with your sessions?
Right.
At that point.
I mean, and we're just at the California, we got to be at the forefront of that. It's part of healing. We already know that.
Well, so what kind of stories do you have with people where they come to you and they have, I don't know, just say a chronic back issue? How does Rolfing, what do your sessions look like, or how would that look like for them?
For Rolfing or for the, because there's different, there's difference between Rolfing, you know, a certain session where everyone's like they're just on their own journey. And so then maybe they don't encourage, they don't like ingest the cannabis first. And then that's one session. And then we have another session with the cannabis or with hemp or with anything. Like, they could, if they're scared, too scared to do cannabis, they can try hemp oil.
Okay.
And ingest that.
But then you also do sessions without cannabis too,
right? And most of
the
sessions are without it. Because I work on kids and I work on kids for free.
Oh, wow.
Anyone under 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
For right now, that... Yeah, because Rolfing was invented for children.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it was to help... Ida Rolf was kicked in the chest by a horse when she was 12.
And Ida Rolf is the founder of Rolfing,
correct? Yeah, that's why it's named Rolfing after her.
Yeah.
So she was a molecular biologist.
Oh, wow.
So she understood the body at the cellular level.
Amazing.
That's why she was able to bring us, like, the understanding of the body as with mathematics and structure, which is not massage.
Yeah. Yeah, it is very different.
It's very, very different. I don't do sessions with that people are under a sheet and nude.
They're like, just work out this knot. Work out right here, my neck.
And whatever you think that should be worked on is not. Really,
sometimes it's other areas.
Yeah, because it's the areas that are affecting that.
Yeah,
so when you think about the finding the balance, like a teeter totter.
Yeah,
your shoulders are a teeter totter, or can be in that way.
So, and I know,
structure
and
function.
So when you see people on the street or just sitting, I can see you in your head probably thinking, oh, they need to sit. This is going on.
I'm trying not to put judgment on what what they should do.
Yeah.
But I'm putting like, oh, wait a minute. I'm
this
seeing
muscle's
like,
tight. This muscle.
Yeah. Like, I'm seeing patterns.
Help.
Like, going in the mall and watching all these girls. And what I see is like, oh, I see what you do all day. You sit with your legs crossed. You do that all day. So when you go to walk, you haven't walked that out. You haven't, because your body, you're teaching your body how to be by your actions, by your emotions, and what you do all day.
Yeah.
And your emotions.
It's true.
Right. And your emotions could get caught and stop you from doing something, or it could be the organs itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way street, not a one.
Yeah.
About like, oh, my liver right here, which is being compressed because my shoulders are too far forward, because I'm using my pecs too much, and that could be like a emotional reason why I'm feeling like, hey, the world, weight of the world is on my shoulders.
Yeah.
So then your posture turns into this. Then you're locked down here and the tissue's locked down. So I work with the fascia. And okay. The fascia is a big word right now, too. Yeah. Along with cannabis, it's fascia. Well,
what is fascia? Tell people what fascia is.
Fascia is the connective tissue. It's the reason why you can move okay. like this and that.
And where is that?
It's everywhere in your body.
Oh, wow.
Just like the cannabinoid.
Yeah.
Receptors yeah. on the cells.
Right.
Everything... Wow. As above, so below, everything.
Well, so what stories do you have? I mean, I know you've had a lot of people come in with all kinds of chronic issues or injuries. Or,
yeah.
Tell us, do you have maybe a story or two you could tell us?
This one guy came in and it was more for his shoulders. It's just, my shoulders are killing me. He's a construction worker. Mm. And he was doing a lot of this, but it wasn't just that. When I looked at him, his feet were just horrible, and they were implanted in, and he walked like a duck, or he walked like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, whoa, okay. And in order to build this building that we're in right now, which is like, how many stories? Five at least.
Five or six, seven.
Seven story building, right? And we have to have a good foundation, right. Or else we'll feel it at the top. We'll feel it here.
The top of the building will fall over, right?
Or it'll just be stable.
Right.
So if you have a structure in you and there's not stability from below in your feet, it can't be stable up above. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it more up above, or you'll complain about it more up above in the shoulders, because they're trying to. That's why tightrope walkers, they lost it in their feet, so they're gaining it in there by balancing with the pole. Right? Or your arms, mm-hmm. right?
So you have this construction worker that comes in with, oh, my shoulder.
Yeah. And so we get to, oh my gosh, it took quite a while and quite a few sessions, but we finally got his feet under control, and he has arches now. And to see him have arches and walk like a normal person, like a regular person, mm-hmm. not the duck walk.
And how are his shoulders at this point?
His shoulders are doing way better. Oh, wow. Sometimes he'll have a little lower back pain, or sometimes we do have to keep working at it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes because it was like, but he's working on it himself.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's excited to see his feet transform. Gosh. He's like, look at this.
Well, yeah. And we all come in thinking, and my shoulders hurt. We think that we're going to work on our shoulders. And it's like, what are you doing working on my feet?
Yeah.
And you work on his feet and he walks out feeling like a million bucks.
That's another lady was like, Shannon, I was coming to you and you were on my feet. And I'm like, why are you on my feet? In my head, but when I got up and started walking, all of a sudden
she felt better.
All around.
Well, and how often do you have to see someone for Rolfing? Is it?
It depends on the person and what they're going through, and everything's all curtailed to the person.
Oh, that's
and
cool. So there's no like you have to come once a week for 3 months.
No, because I've been
a
Rolfer for 10 years and had my master class, and I've been strictly doing it for 10 years.
Wow.
That and like. What, hundreds of sessions, like a week?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard on you.
I did 1,000 sessions a month for like, or a year. I'm sorry.
So how do you take care of yourself? Do you get Rolfing?
Oh, yes.
I would imagine.
It's vital.
Yeah.
There's no choice. There's no, especially once you get it, you start getting more. Well, in a way it can be like, oh, how healing is that? But my goal is to see you come in so that you can have your perfect life. Mm-hmm. You want to do whatever it is you want to do. And
without
I just, I want to support. Well, maybe there will be some pain, of course.
Yeah.
If you're going to.
Minimal pain, I guess. Right?
I mean, if you're going to wear high heels and play the tuba running down the street for Doodah Parade, you might need a little support in that.
Yeah, that's true.
And you might well to do it.
Yeah.
And who am I to take that away from you?
True.
Doctors always say, I mean, everyone that I hear in my practice, so the doctor tell me not to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, well, it hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that was the doctor's advice all the time. But that's like, we're at the forefront, and cannabis should be there about us testing our limits.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that what we love to do as humans?
Yeah.
Test our limits.
And it's great that they can come to you and...
It's so great.
And you don't say, well, don't do that anymore. Because it's
like,
something
yeah, hell yeah. I want to see you.
Keep doing
it. I want to see you in those heels with your tuba. I bet it's beautiful.
Yeah, just keep people doing what they love.
And whatever it is, who am I to judge what someone wants to do with their life?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, like, I try not to be in the way of that. I just want to support.
Have you noticed that with any of your clients that have used cannabis in addition to the sessions, do they, maybe they came before and they haven't used cannabis,
yeah,
and they try it again and then they use cannabis. Do they notice a bigger difference with the cannabis?
Yeah, because they are able to go further.
Like,
we're able to navigate deeper into their tissues.
Why is that, though?
Because they're not as, like, hung up on their beliefs.
Okay. So because the cannabis helps calm their mind.
Yeah, and anxiety. It's huge for anxiety. I mean, at first you might have some anxiety, taking cannabis, like if they're especially if you have someone there as support, that's what I am, that facilitator,
right?
That, like, hey, watching eye, the watcher, which is so important for anything.
Do you suggest how much they need to take, or is it you just kind of let them do what they need
right
to do
now? Right now, it's like a personal, like, you take it, you ingest it, it's yours, because then there's no, like, personal responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't take all the responsibility for everything. I mean, maybe in a way we can, and I get to know the person enough.
Yeah.
We could say, hey, and we can, it's all experimental.
It is.
Everything's experimental. The doctors can say that they're giving you 250 milligrams, but maybe that day you didn't eat.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Maybe that other day you went to the buffet.
Right.
So that 250 milligrams is going to be,
or you didn't sleep, or you had some kind of emotional thing.
Or there's so many different factors.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Although, like, we are trying to find those way where the solid lines come in. Isn't it amazing that the world just, like, can put itself together? And also imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting your mind out of the way so that some people can't get their mind out of the way?
So then they can't relax when they're going through a session with you, right?
And the cannabis is the cannabinoids being enlightened through, that's part of our cells, are going to say, hey, we can deal with this.
Yeah. And what made you start using cannabis in your sessions?
Well, I like cannabis. I've always had.
So you just kind of thought,
I smoked since I was 18, probably, and was introduced to it. But
so you knew all the medicinal
benefits. But I'm like, not like a wake and baker. People, like, I believe into like having more mindful thought to it
and using it as medicine instead of as recreational.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a time for it being recreational,
right? Yeah,
when
it's
you
just
can
like
be
a glass
responsible
of wine, right?
Yeah, and it's like, hey, I can come here, I could, you know, you have a glass of wine at a restaurant so you can chill out for, like, because you know you have like an hour or so.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, whatever. But some people can take more than others.
That's
and
true.
Who am I to judge?
Well, and just like alcohol, right? I mean, we all have our differences that we can
and
handle.
Yeah, and when you want to, maybe, like, it's appropriate. When is it appropriate and when it's not? And only you can, sometimes you can judge that, and sometimes you do need someone else to judge.
I think it's so great.
Is your life falling apart? Well, maybe that's something to look at.
Yeah.
And I can help you look at that.
Well, and I think it's great that you're bringing that into your sessions for people.
It's what's happening.
Yeah.
We're on the forefront of, like, using it in sessions and how, because if it is a two-way street and your emotional impact is just as much as your physical impact, and the physical impact is just as much as the emotional, and the only difference is that you can't access all your lungs as much breathing as you do because you're impacted by your fascia, right? Some traumatic thing might have happened and then that locked it down. Mm. It could have been an accident.
Yeah.
It could have been an emotional trauma as well. It could have been something from birth or childhood.
Okay. Well, that's great. And I'm so glad that you're here with us
today to
explain all this to us, because I know I knew what Rolfing is because you have worked on me for so many times, and it's amazing. And
well,
I
you saw my transition because I met you when I was going through that breakup.
Yeah.
I met you just before we were in that.
Yeah.
And then
Rolfing
you've
is just
seen
such a great
the
thing.
Transformation of me.
Yeah. And just
which
what
is
it
so
does for
huge, because I went from like this like little,
yeah,
it totally went from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Shannon. I really appreciate you being here today and just explaining to everybody what Rolfing is.
Yes.
And I just hope all of you out there got a little something out of it and learned about Rolfing and how you can incorporate cannabis into that session. So thank you for joining us today and becoming such a great part of the My Jane community.
Yay, My Jane.
If you have any questions, you are welcome to give us a call at 833-MY-JANE-2 and speak to your own wellness concierge, which you may get me on the phone because I'm one of the wellness concierges. And also, just a reminder, if you're listening to us via Apple Podcasts, please rate, review, and subscribe so more people can hear these great stories. And have a great day. Own your wellness this weekend. And thank you, everybody.
Thank
have a wonderful
you.
Day.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to My Jane, My Story. If you want to learn more, you can join the My Jane community at myjane.com. Get instant access to our Facebook group, Facebook community, educational resources, and updates on My Jane products and special events. And for personal attention, right now, you can also pick up the phone and call 833-MY-JANE-2. That's MYJANE-2. And speak to your own wellness concierge, because it's time to own your wellness. Be well.